Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In Kent, an in-depth look at how town departments operate will be undertaken during the next 3 months by a consultant hired by the Board of Selectmen. They agreed on June 27th to hire Randy Frank Consulting and entered into an agreement stating the work would begin July 1st and be completed by October 1st on the compensation study and town hall management review. The firm will be paid $95 an hour, up to $5,000 for the report. The town will be working directly with the firm's partner, Lee Palmer, a Middlebury resident and former finance director for New Milford. He said he has more than 40 years of experience in the public sector. The background also includes working for the State Department of Labor and Department of Corrections. But due to a rain delay elsewhere, a contractor advising some changes in road conditions up in the Ancrum area. A new schedule is the Wiltsey Bridge Road on Tuesday. The road will be closed to all through traffic beginning at 6 p.m. Woods will be done the next day, 7:11. There are two pavement cuts on Wiltsey Bridge at the bridge at E2 and one on Snyder just off the Wiltsey Bridge that have been made to transition the old pavement to the new. Those cuts have been marked with orange traffic cones. Slow down and use caution when crossing those areas. The Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting coming up tomorrow night. That'll be actually tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Also tomorrow from 4:30 to 7:30, Housatonic Valley Association hosting a beginner's paddle at Glendale Dam Bridge in Stockbridge, where you can learn how to safely enter and exit a canoe and learn the basic strokes and how to steer and paddle safely. 413-298-7024 to register. It's suitable for families with children aged 10 and older. The Salisbury Economic Development Committee will meet tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Town Hall. Now, also coming up on 11th will be a ice cream social in Pine Plains at the Community Center on South Main Street. The event is sponsored by the Pine Plains Adult Recreation Program. In Sharon on Wednesday, the Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting. That is set for 5:30 p.m. Also, coming up on Wednesday, the Sharon Parks and Recreation Summer Concert Series continues on the green, free from 6 to 8 p.m., a free family event, Memphis Boys, Blues, Memphis Style. A Summer Enrichment Series will begin on Wednesday at Noble Horizons on Cobble Road. America and Me, Walt Whitman and Leaves of Grass will explore Whitman's life, history of his times, his poems, and his conflicts with the times. William Kinsolving will lead the classes, which will continue this July 12th, 18th, and 19th from 10 to 11. More information for the enrichment program at 860-435-9851 or noblehorizons.org. Coming up on Thursday, substance abuse in conjunction with the McCall Center in Mountainside. Presentation will cover prevention and treatment as well as educating people to recognize signs of addiction. On Thursday at the Bitterman Center, Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, pizza and soda from 6 to 6:30. Babysitting is available. The presentation will run from 6:30 till 8 with time for a question and answer. Meanwhile, Noble Horizons invites the community to bring a picnic for a summer evening on the grounds of Noble Horizons on Thursday from 5:30 till 6:30, followed by a concert with Michael Berkeley and Maria B. Hickey at 6:30. Guests may picnic by the water's edge or at a reserved table. Reservations and more information at 860-435-9851. The 7th Annual Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday in Canaan from 7 till 9. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise, this time featuring the music of Rocking Heartbeats. For more information, Facebook.com Sunset Music Series. Coming up on the 12th, the Sewer and Water Commission in Sharon has a regular meeting set for 7 p.m. The Amenia Garden Clubs presents a celebration of private gardens in Millbrook Amenia in Sharon on Saturday, 10 to 4, rain or shine. The day of the tour tickets are $25, only available at the Amenia Town Hall. If you purchase them in advance, you save 10% online at ameniagardens.org. On Sunday evening, the Sunday evening concerts continue in Canaan, Connecticut at the Doughboy, Route 44 and Granite Avenue. This week, it features Mullet Kate and Country Music. If it's raining, they move inside the Pilgrim House on 30 Granite Avenue. Also, concerts on the Kent Green continue on July 19th from 6 till 8 p.m. at Town Hall in inclement weather. Site is the Kent Community House. Playing will be the Regulators, who play country and Americana. For more information, 860-927-1003. The next lobster sale by the Montgomery Lodge in Lakeville will be held on July 21st. Lobsters averaging 1 1/3 pounds, but price of $16 each. You can order them by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,456.48, the NASDAQ at 7688.79, and the S&P 500 at 2759.82. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.